Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you all so very much for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have you on tonight's broadcast. And again, I encourage everyone that's trying to come in to press 1 on your dial so you can get in early enough tonight. Just to do a little housekeeping, I've got a book out. It's called After the Passion, Now What? You can visit my website or send me an email. You can also get some excerpts from the book just by going to online at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com or drjessewalker.com. Any of those will get you there. If you want coaching services, you can certainly call my office at 954-367-6766. This broadcast airs every Tuesday. The Dr. Jesse Walker Show, it airs every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also airs on Friday night. We do a ministry from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. I'm going to go ahead at this opportunity, this juncture, and invite my co-host in from Atlanta, which I understand is having some inclement weather right now, Ms. Audrey Blake. Ms. Blake, you're on the air live, and I hope you're not cold.
Oh, trying to stay warm, Dr. Walker. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. I mean, I don't want you to envy me because, you know, we don't even have to have on a sweater here. And I'm not trying to be
wow. It sounds like it's time for me to find a tropical place to travel again.
It is. How's the, I'm really sorry to hear about the roads out there, the icy and so forth and so on. And I do have family in that area as well. So I'm praying that you all will remain safe and stay off the road if you don't have to go to work.
Yeah, they've closed down quite a few of the agencies, and hopefully they will be on top of things this time.
All right. Well, great. We're going to go ahead, and at the top of the hour, we're going to bring in Miss Diana Booker. Many of you all that may have been following the program know that Ms. Booker is fighting breast cancer, and we're doing everything we can to help her with her flight. You know, she's set up a website, and she's seeking funding. So I've committed myself to do whatever I can to assist her. Ms. Booker, you're on the air. Welcome to the show tonight.
Hello, Dr. Walker and Ms. Blake. Thank you for having me.
Hello.
Yeah, so if you would, greetings, if you would go ahead and you've got your commercial for whatever it is you want to say, give them your information, how they can make contributions, give us an update on the website, what's going on, and it's all yours right now.
All right, thank you so much. As I have said before, I am fighting a recurrence of breast cancer after being in remission for 15 years. And I chose to go alternative. I used alternative therapies the first time, which brought me thus far down the road. I do have an immune system intact. I'd like to keep it that way. So therefore, at this point, I'm trying to go to Mexico for dendritic cell therapy. And the cost is such, insurance doesn't pay for these things. So therefore, I set up a website to try to solicit donations to help me achieve that goal. My website is www.gofundme.com, /helpdiana, and that's spelled D-I-A-N-A, fight cancer. www.gofundme.com/helpdianafightcancer. I've also been putting together two fundraisers. My complex is hosting a spaghetti dinner and raffle for me this weekend, so pray for that. And then also on the horizon, we're going to have a benefit concert April 5th, and I'll be letting you know about the details of that as they unfold. I thank you so much, Dr. Walker and Ms. Blake, for allowing me to have this time. And for your listeners, I thank you. If you choose to send something in, I may God bless you. But always keep me in prayer.
Okay, yes, of course. I was giving Ms. Blake an opportunity to respond.
Yes.
But you're certainly welcome. Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
Well, yes, I definitely, we will definitely keep you in prayer and continue to promote, you know, this effort and wishing the best for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, and speaking of the upcoming event, April 5th, I'm scheduled to, my company is one of the sponsors for this event, and I'm going to, with Ms. Booker's permission, I think I'm scheduled to be the MC of that program. And as far as we know now, the date, April 5th, is tentatively scheduled, and it's going to be in Orlando, Florida, Winter Park, Florida. Is that right, Ms. Booker?
Yes, yes. I'm still waiting on confirmation from Patmos Church, but, yes, that's where we're endeavoring to hold it.
All right. Well, great. We are just know that we're here to support you, and we're going to do everything that we can. All right. Now for tonight's broadcast, are you all ready for the show?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's go with it. All right, we're going to take a look right now at the story. Let me tell you, with Valentine's Day coming up, it's just around the corner. It's actually here Friday. And, I mean, the heart of the matter, I've always said, is everything. So we're going to go ahead right with this story, and I'm going to ask that the listening audience pay close attention to this because you don't want to miss this particular story when it comes to the heart of the matter. And it has been said that love is the strongest force in the universe. And when you hear this story, I want to really, really get all the views that I possibly can on tonight's broadcast, because I believe that love is a very powerful, powerful force. And you got people that, I mean, do crazy things as a result of love. So let's take a look. Thank you all for joining us on tonight's broadcast. And for the record, the show does not have all the answers, but together with your help, I can assure you, we will find some answers that may prove beneficial to your relationship. And as always, the opinions are expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed here and throughout tonight's program are merely those of my own and those of my guests and co-hosts and other participants. Now, tonight's dialogue should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate licensed, certified, or the professional help in the appropriate field. The information, of course, presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, our story tonight, the characters are Pauline and Quinn. Pauline and Quinn. Now, after dating for 2 years, Pauline and Quinn decided to call it quits. Like any other couple, Pauline and Quinn had their challenges. Yet, they were not enough, one would think, to end their beautiful relationship. They ended the relationship because Quinn was extremely spoiled and demanding whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted it, which did not fly well with Pauline, especially this time around. Now, previously, she had allowed certain things to transpire in the relationship. But now, she felt, in order for the relationship to grow, both parties had to give in and make sacrifices, not just one side. Now, Quinn proposed to Pauline, who loved him, but was not, in fact, ready to give in to being with him in such a controlling way, where it seemed it had to be his way or no way. Of course, she said no to his proposal, but wanted to remain in the relationship and see how it would go from there. Now, Quinn, being the guy that he is, felt that this was not enough for him, and he felt he could easily move on and find someone else. After all, he said, there are plenty of fish in the sea. This seems to be a common phrase with some men, not all, of course. Well, Quinn, with his arrogant ways and proud attitude, ended the relationship with Pauline. This, of course, hurt both of them. To Pauline's surprise, that is, within 2 months, Quinn had moved on and was now engaged to someone else in such a short span of time. Pauline was shocked to know he had gone this far after claiming to be so much in love with her. Now, 3 years and 2 small children later, now as his dependents, Quinn had married and divorced the woman he met after Pauline, citing that he could not do it anymore because he realized the pain and suffering in trying to make a marriage work, when in fact he was madly in love with Pauline without her even knowing how much. Now life with Quinn seemed upside down because his life has changed with children from a woman whom he never really loved, and the confusion of not clearly understanding why he allowed things to happen so fast. Some 3 years later, concerns of his broken heart coupled with 2 other broken relationships, Quinn now realizes that love really is the heart of the matter because he can't seem to live without Pauline, who has now moved on in her life in spite still having some love for him. How he wished he could turn back the hands of time. And we have several questions to begin tonight's dialogue with. And the first one, do you think Quinn is bipolar? Please don't go away. There's more to come right now, right here live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, with our topic for the evening being love is the heart of the matter, and this is only part one. All right, let me go to the switchboard right here. Ms. Blake, let me just start out with you and ask that question, that famous question. Is Quinn, in your opinion, bipolar?
No, he's not bipolar. At least it doesn't sound like it. But
okay.
It sounds like he moved a little too fast.
Okay, all right. I mean, what do you think he was thinking?
Well, you know, one of the things, and I don't know if you talked about it, but I'm the author of the book Falling in Love with Me. And when you talk about relationships, you can't move so quickly. He didn't give himself any space. So I think he might have been trying to prove something or acting out of emotion and not really giving himself some time.
Okay. I mean, do you think that, I mean, you know, I've heard stories, I mean, countless stories. I can't begin to tell you how many stories I've heard from people who, I mean, 20, 30 years later, they in fact say that they're still in love with either their first love or someone that they met along the way. And, I mean, it's, you know, and they've broken up with, and it's been over 20 years in some cases, 30 years and even 40 years I've heard these stories. What do you think causes a person to hold on for so long to a lost love?
Well, you know, I don't have the magic answer to that one, Dr. Walker. But the heart is not always in tune with the mind.
Oh, I would certainly agree with that. You know, I mean, there are people that, I mean, it's been said that people come into your life for a reason, season, or a lifetime. And there are some people that come into your life and make such a great impact that it seems like it's just hard when they're no longer there. We're going to go to the phone lines also momentarily and bring in a number of people. And if you want to speak to the host about the issue or give us your take on love is the heart of the matter, what do you think that means? Let me go to Ms. Booker. Ms. Booker, give me your take on this. I mean, why is Quinn holding on to Pauline's love when it's been several years later, he's got 2 small children, he's married the woman, he's divorced her now, and he's had 2 other relationships since then? Why is he holding on?
That's a really difficult one to say, but what comes to my mind is that people don't deal with reality, and they come up with a figment of their imagination, and then they start processing from that. And so, to me, nothing is ever going to be as it should be because they're not really facing reality with themselves, let alone with anybody else.
Go ahead.
Sorry. That's a great point. That's an excellent point, because people look back on the past and they remember things not necessarily the way they really were. That's an awesome point.
Okay. Now, you say that they reflect on the past and not remembering the things the way they really were. Ms. Blake, I mean, give me an example of that, if you would. They don't reflect on the way things were. You mean while they were in that relationship?
Yes, I know people who, and I laugh because it may have been me at times. You look back on things and you remember all the good, and that's nice, but when there were lessons to be learned from that relationship and you block that out, you do yourself a disservice. So perhaps he is focusing on what was good in that relationship, forgetting, you know, the issues he had, first of all. So I think that's an excellent point. Ms. Booker, it would be great if you expanded on that some as well.
Please.
Well, a lot of times in speaking with my girlfriends, they're talking about a relationship that from the outside looking in, you can see that it's totally dysfunctional. They're not getting what they need from the relationship. But for some reason, because they want to hold on to this individual, although the person's not meeting their needs or giving them what they want emotionally, but yet they fantasize in their mind, like Ms. Blake said, they'll pick out some point that they can hang their hat on to the exclusion of all these other red flags in their face.
That is interesting. That is interesting. You mentioned your girlfriend, but go ahead. If you want to continue, that's fine.
So, you know, when you try to bring them to reality, sometimes they just don't want to come, you know. And it's just, I think Ms. Blake mentioned one in one of her shows, it's about people valuing themselves and actually understanding that they don't have to settle. And they have to become whole, and they've got to work on themselves and understand what it is truly that they want from a relationship. But it's got to come, first of all, they have to fix themselves before they can even be for anybody else what they need to be or get out of a relationship what they need to get out of it.
Did you say fix themselves?
Yes, yes.
Fix themselves wait.
Pardon me?
When you say fix themselves, what do you mean?
Because many times, I think most of us, at one point I was involved in Al-Anon because of an alcoholic husband. And after understanding a lot of things, I came to the conclusion that basically anybody on planet Earth has come from some sort of dysfunctional background. And the tools that we use to survive in that situation, when we're no longer in it, those tools don't work anymore, but they're still using them.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm
saying?
So then they come into a relationship, and they're broken, they're not whole, and they're still operating from a situation that's no longer present, and they need to acquire new tools.
Okay, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
So, I was just thinking about, it gets pretty deep. This can get pretty deep, and I don't know if we want to really go down that road, but to really make a long story short is that people have to concentrate on fixing themselves first so that when they come into a relationship, they're not coming in with all of these illusions, you know, and they're really dealing with reality.
Okay. But, Ms. Booker, you're sounding as if you're saying after the fact, and I guess that's where the challenge comes in because, you know, if a person had fixed himself prior to, like in Quinn's situation, then, I mean, his situation would, of course, be different. It would be somebody else. But the fact that he did not fix himself first and now he's in this relationship, I mean, what happens there? I mean, okay, Quinn didn't fix himself, and that's why you do have Alcoholic Anonymous places and different things, you know, support groups, because people didn't get it right initially, and then now they're trying to get a second chance or a third chance or a 15th chance. And we're going to go to phone lines just momentarily, but just speak on that, if you would, please.
Okay. can we go to the phone lines? I have to take that in.
Yeah, we'll go to the phone line and then we'll come back. Let me go to 205-908 first, and then we'll take some more callers. Who do we have on the air this evening? And welcome.
This is Jack. Thank you, Dr. Walker and Ms. Blake. Thank
welcome
you for having
back.
Me. Thank you. Yeah, I've been listening to the show, and it's another very good show. And I love the comments that Ms. Blake and Ms. Booker has already made, and I agree with that. But I was thinking about something as they were talking, and as you were talking, I was thinking about do any of us really know what love is? And sometimes we are really in love with the idea of love itself, but we don't quite understand it. So when we get into a relationship, we tend to say, well, I love this person. But what is love? Is love just going to be with that person? Or is love a combination of things where you could do things for that person, or is a principle? Or what is love? Do we actually know what that is? We get into a relationship for a while, and then after the novelty wears off, then you're right back to your original self. So sometimes we live in a fantasy world, and I think I heard that somewhat. We live in a fantasy world because these are the expectations that we want. But when we don't get those things that we're expecting, then we call ourselves falling out of love, and then that's where you start going on the outside and that type of thing. So were you really in love to begin with, or do we understand what love is, or we're in love with the idea of being in love or just having a significant other or having a relationship with somebody?
Well, I think that's an excellent, yeah, it's a very interesting and excellent question that you presented, and I've pondered that myself many a time. And I actually, in saying that, what is love? How do we identify love? What is love, the components of love? And there's a movie, an old movie, 1955, I think it is, Love is a Many Splendid Thing. And I've drawn my own conclusions of love, and I thought about the love that Christ has for us, the love that God has for us. And I came to the realization for me and said, love is the giving of oneself for the satisfaction of another and or others. You know, so within that, love is the giving of itself for the set of oneself for the satisfaction of another and or others. Meaning, if you do have another a significant other, then it's making sacrifices, making amends, making having compromises in that. It's a number of things, but we're gonna, you know, I'm just putting that out there. What the conclusion I've drawn? We're gonna ask you to stand by, Ms. Blake. Let me ask you to speak to that first, and then we're gonna go to the phone lines once again.
Yes, and I think we probably need to have a show this month on that, being that it is Valentine's month. Jack, that's an excellent point. I mean, people don't really know what love is. I think a lot of times people mm-hmm. mistake strong feelings for love. And then when mm-hmm. it doesn't work out, they realize they weren't really in love anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what he's made reference to. We're going to go to the phone lines now, 954. 226, welcome to the show. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us. What is your take on this?
I agree with Jack and Ms. Blake. You know, I think that sometimes people mistake feelings for love, and because mm-hmm. they feel good about this person or they have some kind of attraction to the person sexually, they feel like they are in love with the person. But as that wears off, they mm-hmm. feel like, oh, I'm no longer in love. They don't realize that it's a commitment, you know, and it's not just your feelings, because you're not going to feel the same way every day. But when you have that commitment towards that person, it doesn't matter how you feel today. You know you're still committed to this person, and you just don't go day by day. It's a total commitment. But I wanted to also talk about Quinn. I think Quinn seemed to be, as the story said, he was spoiled. Now, I think it seemed to me like Quinn wants only what he can have. When he was with Pauline, he wanted something from the relationship that Pauline was not ready for, and because he couldn't have that, he ended the relationship, went with someone else shortly, Now, I don't know if this person he went with shortly was someone that he already knew or if it's a new person he just met, you know? And being with that person now and maybe things is not going right, now he's remembering what he had with Pauline. But as everyone has said, he's not remembering what he didn't like about that relationship. And that's what we make the mistake in doing a lot of times is that we tend to forget when we move on and time has passed, we tend to forget what made the relationship wrong or bad in the first place. And then we focus on what was so good about the relationship and then sometimes make the mistake of going back in that relationship, only thinking about, oh, what we missed, not remembering the reality of it, that this just wasn't working and there's a reason why you left that relationship. I think Quinn needs to take a step back, need to maybe even get some counseling to find himself because somehow it seems like he has lost himself somehow and he don't really know exactly what it is he wants. So he needs to take some time to himself and learn about himself before he move on to someone else.
I think that that's an excellent point that's been presented, Rose. And, you know, it sounds to me like with Quinn's situation, there's a love addiction that's going on. And, I mean, that is, Ms. Blake, let me just ask you, how realistic are love addictions?
I think they're very real. And I don't know so much it's love addiction as a type of maybe dependency that they cannot seem to be alone, that they just have to be with somebody.
Okay, and I think that that is a component. Let me go to Ms. Booker right now. Ms. Booker, if you're there, do you think that Quinn has a love addiction that the like Jack said, and you said earlier, the idea of being in love with love, and then when it's not going the way you want, you just, you know, you're looking for somebody else to love.
No, absolutely. It's addiction or codependency.
Right.
Between the two, he definitely has some issues like that because he doesn't know what he wants.
Okay. We're going to take some of your comments that are coming in to the studio about love is the heart of the matter. All right, let me go back to Jack, if I may, and ask this question. Jack, in listening to tonight's story, do you think that Quinn has some issues that he's got to deal with? I mean, now he has two children, two small children. He's divorced the woman that he rushed into the relationship with, but he's still, you know, he's got this commitment to these kids, and he's still holding on to the past. I mean, what advice, if any, could you give a guy like this?
Well, I think someone hit on it earlier. Quinn is poor. He's poor.
This is Jack. This is your story. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
He's poor because when he was in a relationship with what's her name, Pauline. When he was in a relationship
right.
with Pauline, he now he's missing his water because his well has run dry and all. I mean, he should have given it a little bit more time. You know, sometimes love grows on you. Okay, sometimes it may not happen overnight. He's already in the relationship, but he decided that he didn't want to wait because whatever reason, okay, he felt like he maybe wasn't feeling like he was in love. But if he had allowed it to fester a little bit, maybe he could have grown to love her and she could have grown to love him and all. But my advice to him is that you've made your bed, brother. You got to lie in it now. You got two children now. Forget about the past now and just move on. Because these kids, that's their mom. It's not your first love. It's their mom. The lady that you have in your life now, that's the kid's mother, and that's who you need to be with because, you know, you have those kids.
Right. He's divorced her now, and he's had two other relationships since then, but he can't mm-hmm. seem to be settled because the heart of the matter for him is somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So he needs to give that up. It sounds like he's spoiled to me. He sounds like he's very, very spoiled because he doesn't really know what he wants. It sounds like he really doesn't know what he really wants and all. That's my take.
All right, let's move. Before we take some of the comments, we're going to go to back to the phone line. Let's go back to Rose for a second. I mean, Rose, I mean, could this be a guy that could have his cake and eat it too?
Maybe he believed he could. but there's no way he will be able to. He's either going to have it or he's going to eat it. As Jack said, he's just spoiled. He just doesn't know what he wants. And Pauline needs to stay far from him because he'll just mess her up. He'll go back with her if she allows him to. And shortly after, he's going to want something else. He just doesn't know what he wants, in my opinion.
You know, it's interesting. You agree with that, Jack?
Yeah.
I've had we've had a show before where someone has come on, I can't recall exactly what it was, where a woman waited for years for her ex, well, her husband. They were separated, and he had several relationships, and she waited for years, and I think 17 years, if I'm not mistaken, and they ultimately got back together, and after he sold his oats or whatever they call that, and the love may have been even stronger. So, Rose, when you're saying that Pauline needs to stay away from him, and that's one of the questions that I want to ask, do you think Pauline is better off without Quinn? And, Jack, I'm going to ask you that question because sometimes when you realize, and we've had shows on this before where people, you know, get that second opportunity to meet up with that person again, now they know what they want. And if they, you know, the old saying, the Chinese proverb, if you love something, set it free. If it returns, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. So, Jack, what do you think? I mean, in a case like this, should Pauline, based on what Rosa said, is Pauline better off without Quinn?
I think so because, again, the young man really doesn't know what he wants. I think the 17 – now, when I first heard that story about the 17 years that she waited on her husband, I thought that was durable. I thought that was really good. That was commendable on her part. But when I look at it, he's like you said, he sowed his oats for 17 years. You never know who he was with. He may have had four or five different relationships, but he didn't find anybody to meet his needs the way that first wife did or that the love of his life. I don't think he ever got divorced. But I think
right.
I think she showed a lot of patience. She showed a lot of tolerance, but it was time for her to move on in her life. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because those years, let's say she was 30 years old, okay, that's the prime time of her life. And she's waiting until she's 47. She comes back when she's an older person. I mean, she can't bear children basically at that age and all. I mean, those years you can never give back. So when I look back in hindsight now, I think, no, she shouldn't be commended. She should have moved on with her life a long, long time ago. And I say the same thing to Pauline. I said, no, don't allow him to come back into your life. The brother, he went out there, he sold his oats, so to speak. And now he wants to come back? No, I won't forget it. I will move on with my life, and I will tell him the same thing. You move on with your life because I've already moved on with mine.
Yeah, well, and that's interesting because, you know, when we start to look at things in hindsight, we start to have differences of opinion. You know, once we thought maybe 10 years ago and we're thinking differently. But then in the case with Quinn, my argument would be, I know some have said that he doesn't know what he wants, but then it seems clearly that he does know what he wants because he's saying nobody measures up to that person. Let's go to Rose. Rose, back to you, and then we're going to go to Ms. Blake.
Who is to say when he gets back with Pauline, if she were to give him another chance, who is to say he won't do the same thing to her again? She's the same person, okay? Mm-hmm. He's going to not get his way again in something, and then he's going to want to take his toys and leave. What is Pauline going to do? Walk on eggshells to make sure she please him in everything he wants, only to hold on to him? She'll be living in misery. So I think her best bet is to move on, find someone else who she can be herself with.
Well, that's an interesting perspective as well. But in a case like that, I think with all the circumstances that Quinn has encountered, having been married, now divorced, had two other relationships, now he's got two kids, I think Quinn has grown somewhat. He's probably matured to a point where he says, you know what, that behavior of being spoiled when I was with Pauline, she endured some of this stuff. Now I'm a changed mind, and I think that if Pauline did accept him back, Quinn would be a different man. Ms. Blake, let's go to you, and then we're going to take some of the comments that have come in. We've got a number of them that have come in. Let's go to you, Ms. Blake.
You know, I'm normally the person that says give people another chance. But in this case, Quinn is just out of luck.
Well, I agree.
Because probably his behavior that has caused those other relationships not to work, or at least contributed to the failure of those other relationships as well. So I'm not so convinced that Quinn has really changed. He just is the same person that looks at something and wants whatever he wants whenever he wants it.
And that's what the story mentioned earlier. But I think, in fact, Quinn probably, knowing what he wants, he's probably, I mean, I think that it was a great thing that he had the experience. The experience of, and yes, he probably contributed to those other two failed relationships, didn't want them people. He was always looking for someone to measure up to Pauline, and he didn't find that. So he didn't want to waste any more time. Jack, give me your thoughts, then we're going to go to the comments.
Well, you said that you think that, you know, he deserves another chance, and you think that maybe he's changed, but I recall many, many times hearing you say that, can a leopard change his spot or the Ethiopian his skin? And so, therefore, you know, he's probably to this day has still not changed. He'll get into a relationship with Pauline. Everything will be red and roses for a little while. And then he'll find something else, just like Rose said. He'll find somebody else, and then he'll gravitate to that. And then again, he'll start comparing again. So it's a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he shows. Going
you know,
about
and
same with people.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Finish your thought, Jack.
No, that was it. Basically, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't say that he deserved a second chance. I'm just thinking, I didn't say that he deserved a second chance. But I believe that, you know, there's a saying that when people when people actually want to change their behavior, what usually causes a person to change their behavior is a traumatic or dramatic experience that they have encountered. And once they've encountered a traumatic or dramatic experience, and in the case where love is so powerful and so strong, then a person's behavior can be altered or changed, you know, for the betterment.
They can't do it better. They can't do any better at that time because of what position they're in or condition that they're in.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that they could change. Jack, you agree with that part?
Only to fight, like you're saying, a traumatic or a dramatic experience happened in their life. They say they had an accident, severely injured now. They have no other reason, no other recourse but to change. I think there was a movie that's out of Tyler Perry with this guy who was a lawyer. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, you know, he had this girlfriend that he took over his wife and all, and then when he got sick, the girlfriend didn't want him anymore. He had to go back to the wife. She wound up leaving and dumping him for a guy that she had met while he was rendezvousing with the lady that he was falling in love with and all. So to me, a leopard can't change his spot. A Ethiopian can't change his skin unless, like you said, a dramatic or traumatic experience happened in their life. And it's because of the circumstances, the reason that they're changing.
Right. Okay. Let's take some Ms. Blake, did you want to chime in? If not, we'll go to some of the comments.
Yeah, what our comments are coming in saying.
All right, let's just quickly pause. Just before we go there, producers are telling me to take one more call. We're going to go to 919-875. Who do we have on the air with us? And welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Hi, it's Gloria. How
Hi,
is
Gloria.
Everybody?
Hi, Gloria.
Good, Gloria.
Hi, everybody. I just want to say the name of that movie is A Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what it was. That's it.
Oh, it was Diary of a Black Man.
That's it.
Mad Black Woman.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I think she did good. She did well in that movie. I don't know what the story. I just come in, and I happened to hear that. But I think she did well in the movie because he wouldn't have got as far as he got. But anyway, I'd like to know what's the name of the story. What is it about?
Well, tonight's topic is love is the heart of the matter. Love is the heart of the matter, and this is only part one. And we're trying to show here the story is presenting where a guy left a relationship, and he's having a tough time after getting married and having two other relationships and now having two small children. He's having a tough time actually getting over the lady. Her name is Pauline, and his name is Quinn. So we're showing where, I mean, we're having a discussion now about how powerful love can be. Is it an addiction in some cases? But let's say, we appreciate your comment and letting us know at least about the name of the movie. The Diary of a Mad Black Woman with Tyler Perry's movie. Thank you for that. And we're going to ask you to stand by. All right, let's take some of the... Ms. Blake, did you want to make a comment before I go to some of the comments?
No, I look to hearing our comments.
All right, let's take a look at them, and we're vastly coming out of time. This email writes in, she says, in reference to tonight's broadcast, love is the heart of the matter. I am in my late 30s, and I've had several relationships over that period of time. I can honestly say when you truly love someone, it is a powerful thing. You can actually be married. You can actually be married to someone else, as in my case, and still be very much in love with the love of your life, which for me is a guy I dated in college over 20 years ago. I can't get him out of my mind, she says. Let me go to Jack. Jack, real quickly. I mean, this is 20 years now, and she's still holding on to this. You know, she's married.
I think she's lusting. I think she's lusting. You didn't say whether they had any children or not. Sometimes kids tend to bond us together, you know, and so forth. But I really think that she's still lusting on her first love. She's married now. She had to have some kind of feelings for this guy. But again, I want to go back to the point where, what is love? Is it idea of just having a person in the bed with you, or what is love? Okay, now in the Bible it talks about God is love. I don't think we can love from our own perspective. I think that love has to come from God, and it has to be within us. It has to be within us. He has to instill that within us.
Okay, all right, excellent, excellent. The producers are letting me know that we're going to do a show on what is love forthcoming. If it's not next week, then perhaps the following week. We're going to look at the schedule after that. So, Jack, you've apparently impressed our producers this evening, and they're going to do that topic, what is love. Rose, let's go to you just quickly here. This young lady who's still in love some 20 years later, what's wrong with her?
I don't know what's wrong with her. Maybe her life is not going too well until she's reflected on what she thought was great as she was growing up with this person that she thought she was in love with back then. But I think I have a little bit of a hard time thinking that she is truly in love with this person of 20 years in the past when there were no nurturing. I think love needs to be nurtured, you know, in order to be sustained. So if she has no contact with this person in 20 years, I don't know how strong a love that could be. I could understand if she's in a relationship right now that is she is just not feeling that relationship. She's just not in love with the person that she's with. And so she think back to her, I guess, childhood days where she was with someone that she was in love with at that time. And so now she's reflected on that and how good it was back then, and now she thinks that she is still in love with him, not knowing, you know, what would have happened if she were actually in a relationship with him all these years, you know. So I think it's just her memory. I believe it's just the memory of what it used to be like when she was younger that she is probably in love with because something maybe in her life right now is not going the way she wants it to go.
Okay, Ms. Blake, let me go to you. Interesting point, perspective as well, Rose. Thank you for that. Ms. Blake, how important is it, in your opinion, and you can comment on this as well, on her comment that came in, but how important is it, and listen to Rose, it sounds like people need to compartmentalize things, you know, and say, well, you know what, let me do an analysis over this, and let me put this in perspective, let me just, you know, do all of my almost like scientific methodology. You know, where you identify the problem and go through the stages of that and then say, you know what, let me close that chapter. How important is that after you make your comment on this lady's comment?
I think it's important that people see things as they are. I think that's the biggest thing. My favorite saying from Maya Angelou, believe people when they show you who they are. And so, you know, sometimes, again, people are in love with a fantasy and not reality.
All right, let me just quickly go to Ms. Booker. Ms. Booker, did you want to comment on any of that before we go on to the next comment? Okay, perhaps not. Let me go on to another comment here that's come in. This comment comes from another female. She writes in, she says, I thought that I could simply let go of a man that had a lot of women, yet he claimed to love me more than anyone else. After breaking up with him over 5 years ago and now getting married, I realized that I am still in love with him because he is my heart of the matter. I have since told my husband that I am having problems loving him the way he deserves because my heart is somewhere else. What can I do? Ms. Blake, let me throw that one out to you first, and then I'll give my comment. Then we'll ask some of the others.
Well, as always, I recommend counseling. I really do. I mean, it's good that she's being open and honest with herself because a lot of people aren't true to themselves. But, you know, if I'm hearing right, she's in a marriage. So you've got a marriage to consider. So you may want to – I strongly advise counseling.
Wow. Jack, give me your thoughts. I mean, here's a woman that is – she's let her husband know that she's having a difficult time loving her husband because she's still loving the man that she had a relationship with before. And remember now, you all, recently we had a couple on the show. They did a part one and a part two where there was infidelity. Last week's topic was part two, surviving infidelity in your marriage. And the infidelity took place, and then their marriage 20 years later is even stronger. I mean, you're talking about even stronger. So when I think about Quinn, in my opinion, Quinn does know what he wants. You know, he may not be able to have it, but he clearly knows what he wants. And to me, it's an addictive behavior, but and maybe not. He's just, this is a guy that knows what he wants. He may not be able to have it, and at some point he may need to go on. But, Jack, give me your thoughts on this one here. This woman has told her husband.
Significant other came to me and told me that she's having some problems, you know, really loving me because her mind is somewhere else, maybe her first love or whoever. The first thought of me, being a black man, I would say to her, well, you need to go and be with that person at all because I'm not going to have you here with me and you wishing that you were with him. So you need to do what your heart is telling you to do. Go and be whoever you want to be with. Now, I would love the fact that she was honest with me, okay? But still, I would say to her, go and do your thing. Now, she may find out that maybe that's not what I should do. Maybe she'll come to her senses. Maybe she'll come to reality at that point. But maybe I need to not do that because, you know, I have my relationship here and I need to work on this. I heard someone say earlier that, you know, sometimes love needs to be nurtured. Not only does it need to be nurtured, but, you know, it might take some time. You might not fall in love with that person that you're really, really with initially, but as time goes by, you'll see some of those qualities that really turn you on from the beginning, and they will just grow, and then you fall in love with that person. But to be with me and telling me that you're in love with someone else, no, that's no. And I like what Ms. Blake said as well. At this point, it's time for some serious counseling, at this point in time.
You know, and I do hear what you all are saying, and with respect to the comments, and we're all giving our opinions here, and we can agree to disagree, but at this point, for that lady, I don't even know if counseling would really do the job, because love is a powerful, powerful force that you just can't shake just like that. And, I mean, it's the heart of the matter. Love is the heart of the matter. Let me ask Gloria here. Gloria, if you're still with us, why is it that some people, you know, have such a hard time shaking their love for somebody else? And have you ever experienced that, Gloria?
Experienced what?
Have you ever experienced loving someone for years that you just couldn't get over that person? Have you honestly ever experienced that? If so, tell us about it.
Yes, I did.
And what was that like?
I did experience that, like 47 years. And when we did get together again, we tried it again, and it just didn't work. Because in between that time, we were two different people.
Good point.
Yes, I definitely tried it. As a matter of fact, I tried it recently. And it did for us, because he was a different person. I had gotten into Christianity, and he wasn't, so it was definitely not going to work. But we still have that love for each other.
But how
it's
long?
Still there.
how long had you all been apart, Blur? That's the question. Before you tried it again.
About 15, no, give or take about 9 years, 10 years.
About 9 years. But Gloria, in doing so, in getting back together, would you say that at least your coming back together did bring some closure for you or and him?
Yes.
What do you?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
And how important
really
was that? For you?
It how
really did,
him?
Right? How
yes,
important was
did.
That for you to bring that closure?
What was that last question?
How important was it for you to bring that closure? How important was that?
That
for
was
you?
Very good. That was good for me, and I think it was good for him also. And we have talked since then, and, you know, it's just two different, we're just two different spirits, you know?
Yeah. So Jack, based on, I mean, here's some additional information that has been presented by Gloria, who's recently experienced this, and after, I believe she said, 9 years, and she realized that coming back together, she realized they were two different people. That period of time, maybe the fantasy, if I may say, that they may have had, when they came back together, they realized they had maybe outgrown each other to some degree, but it was important for her to bring that closure. What do you think about that, Jack? And just give us your thoughts, and then I got to really wrap it up.
Well, I think what you said is right on point. After being apart for so long, then they realized that when they got back together, things weren't like they were when they were a lot younger. And she mentioned that as well. Gloria mentioned that she had changed, her lifestyle had changed, and he continued to do what he was doing way back in the day. And she just couldn't tolerate that. So they realized that they needed to go their separate. So I think you're on point with, you know, what you're saying with that and all. I mean, they're just two different people. And then now they know that they can move on. But before that,
right.
They probably think in their minds that, well, maybe we need to get back together. We need to be calling each other, and we're communicating by our phone or whatever. But then when they got together, they realized that they were two different people, and they needed to move on with their lives.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
Go ahead.
Dr. Walker, I do want to comment on that lady with the possible love for somebody else. I still say it's very important that she seeks counseling. Even if it's not couples counseling, she needs to go to counseling and identify what are those characteristics about that person that she's drawn to, because that may be the key in possibly saving their marriage.
I agree with that. I agree with that fully. And let me just shift gears one quick moment. Let me go back to Gloria just for a second. Gloria, based on your recent experience, based on your recent experience with this individual, could you affirmatively say now that, you know, is the love, the absence of the love that you have for this person, would it be an emphatical, you know, do you want to get back with this person now again? Or is there an absolute, I mean, give us your thoughts. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Tell me, would you want to risk it again to go after this person?
There would have to be a change. I mean, a change on his part.
Well, Gloria, it sounds to me then, if you're saying that, there seems to be that you're still some anticipated hope. You know,
it's going to always be there. It's going to always be there. You don't lose hope and love just like that. 47 years? No, you just don't. I mean,
are you telling me then that there may be a third chance, that if he changed and he hadn't changed in all this time, there's a third? Jack, and you know I'm on that part about change. Now, do people really change? I mean, here it again for you. And that's, Gloria, isn't that the definition of insanity? I mean, people, you're trying to do the same thing, expecting a different result, and I'm not calling you insane. You know, that would be probably me on this end. But I'm just saying, why would you do that a third time, you know, and wait?
What third time? I'm trying to figure out what third time you're talking about.
Where it sounds like you're saying if he changed, then there's a possibility. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
It's the same way with God. Does he ever give up on us?
No,
does
God
he ever
doesn't.
Give up
but
on us? All right, now you're married, and I see, and Jack, you married?
Oh, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think you said one time you were married a long time. Have you given up? I mean, you could be right there in the home together and have the same problems. You given up?
I was thinking with what you're saying, though, but I was thinking about the other guy, the guy that, you know, you're in love with, that you said that he needs to change, but he may say the same thing about you, that maybe you need to change.
Yeah, that's true, too. Mm-hmm. That's true, too. But the only way it could happen if we both change then.
Right.
Uh-huh. So there's just more. All right, Miss Blake, go ahead.
It doesn't faze me now. What happened just happened, and he's his way and I'm my way, and I'm fine. I hope he's fine. Oh. I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you for, Gloria, thank you for opening up with us on that. Ms. Blake, did you have a comment before we go on?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Let's take another comment in here. I know sometimes things can be rather sensitive when people open up, and we do appreciate Gloria giving us that. Let me just ask this question. Do you think that Quinn and Pauline, before I take another comment, do you think that Quinn and Pauline paths could cross again? Jack, let me ask you that question. Do you think their paths could cross again?
I'll give you my comment on that one. I think the brother is spoiled and he needs to go his separate way, and she needs to go her separate way. I don't think he's basically going to change even if he comes back. He's going to be in the situation for a little while, and then he's going to see somebody else he wants, and then he's going to gravitate to that. Now, that's just my opinion. Like you said, we all have our own opinions, but I feel that way.
But he's had two other relationships since then, and those just weren't doing because he's trying to measure up to Pauline. But
when
are
you going to get it right? When are you going to get it right?
But let's think about this.
Nobody
measured up to this place. So can anybody really measure up to him?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. Let's see if Rose has another comment. Rose, are you still with us? If so, give us your comment.
I'm here, and I agree totally with Ms. Blake. I think he's measuring everyone by himself. No one can measure up to him. And so if he continues this way, he's always going to be changing partners, you know. And for Pauline, why should she accept him back after he's all used up? She deserves better than that.
Interesting, Rose. Okay. Let's take a look. We are out of time. We got 60 seconds. I want to take this comment from this guy. He looks like he's sending it hot. This guy says, I seriously thought that I could get over one woman by simply getting another one. Boy, was I wrong. I started dating the lady I am currently with after thinking that it would be easy for me. Instead, it is very difficult. It has now been 3 years, and not a day goes by that I can't help thinking of her. I have tried everything from prayer to therapy, and nothing has worked in all this time. It is really hard for me to go forward with my love for someone else. Love is, like you say, Dr. Walker, love is the strongest force in the universe. Wow. Ms. Blake, quickly, what can you say about that? And we're down to 40 seconds, you all. Go ahead, Ms. Blake, quickly.
That's a hard one, but, you know, I just tell them to keep praying. And, again, you know, I love to refer people to counseling. I think it's an awesome thing.
All right. You know what? On that note, we got to continue this one here. This is only part one. We're going to ask you to stay tuned as we give you the dates when part two will be finalized. And, of course, this Friday being Valentine's Day, I send a special Valentine's Day to all of you all out there for your love lives and so forth and so on. And love is the heart of the matter. Please join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. If you choose to bypass this Friday, join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We'll continue with either this part next week, or we'll have another show for you, so please stay tuned at the blog. Until then, Ms. Blake, thank you so very much, and all of our listening audience from around the world that have tuned in with us. We want to say good night, God bless, and thank you, God.